To gain visibility and control over your financials, inventory, HR, e-commerce, and more, take advantage of this special financing offer of no payments or interest for 6 months from NetSuite by Oracle. Go to netsuite.com/wallstreet. That's netsuite.com/wallstreet.
Here's your money briefing for Thursday, February 23rd. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. The idea of shortening the standard work week to 4 days isn't new, but recently dozens of businesses took part in a study to find out if employees could accomplish the same amount of work in fewer hours for the same pay.
Some companies gave their employees every Friday off. Some companies staggered the 4 day work week so that none of the 5 days, or even, say, 7 days, depending on the business, were left uncovered.
Vanessa Furmans is Deputy Bureau Chief of the WSJ's Careers and Workplace team. Coming up, we'll talk to her about the results of the study and whether companies and workers see the shortened work week as a long-term solution. That's after the break.
Here's what's trending now. You can defer payments of a full NetSuite implementation for 6 months. 33,000 companies have already upgraded to NetSuite, gaining visibility and control over their financials, inventory, HR, e-commerce, and more. February 1st through March 15th, everything you need to reduce manual processes, boost efficiency, build forecasts, and increase productivity. Whether your business generates millions or hundreds of millions of dollars, take advantage of this special financing offer of no payments or interest for 6 months at netsuite.com/wallstreet. That's netsuite.com/wallstreet.
In one of the largest trials to date, companies tested the idea of employees working 4 days instead of five and if productivity was affected. Wall Street Journal Careers and Workplace Deputy Bureau Chief Vanessa Furmans has been going through the results of the study, and she joins me with more. Hey, Vanessa, thanks so much for being here.
Thank you for having me.
So, Vanessa, when this test study was first floated 2 years ago, it got a lot of attention. I remember people saying, heck, yeah, a 4 day work week sounds great.
Yeah, the idea of a 4 day work week has been around actually for a long time. Richard Nixon, already back when he was president, had said a 4 day work week could be a goal or a dream for us someday. And as we know, during the pandemic, the way we thought about work, our relationship to work, the way it should get done, it all got blown apart. We found out remote work doesn't work so badly after all. And so people also began to look more closely at the idea of the traditional work week and the way it's structured. So there have been a number of studies that have been looking at the effects of a 4 day work week. This one that began in the UK started in July 2022. It involved more than 60 companies and 2,900 employees, which makes it arguably the largest trial to date of a 4 day work week.
All right, so how did this work?
So companies that wanted to do this, it was all on a voluntary basis. In the UK in particular, there is more discussion, I would say, than in the US so far about the concept of a 4 day work week. A lot of these companies wanted to try it out to see what it could mean for productivity and employee well-being. Those that applied, a lot of them had about 2 months of preparation and consultations about how to go about it. It isn't simply about cramming more work into less time. It's about looking at workflows and tinkering with those to make this happen.
All right. So workers who worked 4 days in this study, were they paid for 4 days of work?
No, they were paid their regular salary based on 5 days of work, 40 hours a week. The idea was that they work 80% less of the time, but they still get paid 100% of previous levels.
That's pretty good. That is more pay for less work.
Essentially. So some companies gave their employees every Friday off. Some companies staggered the 4 day work week so that none of the 5 days, or even, say, 7 days, depending on the business, were left uncovered.
And so some businesses reported higher revenue. I mean, nothing speaks volumes more than money in the results.
Yes, I would say you have to take it with a grain of salt because obviously over the last year, it's been a very turbulent business environment. Nonetheless, that seems like a positive sign.
So, Vanessa, what's making this work, this 4 day a week work plan? What's being done in the 4 days that made a fifth workday unnecessary?
Well, the participating companies that I spoke to said it really involved a bunch of different hacks. When you look at the 5 day work week, as some of them did, they saw that their employees spent a lot of time in unnecessary meetings. Some of it involved unnecessary travel to meetings, lots of little things like that. Also, employees not having enough dedicated time simply to focus on tasks uninterrupted. So the CEO of one digital marketing agency that I spoke to said before they began the trial, they looked and saw that 20% of their time was probably wasted in those kind of inefficiencies. And so they structured the 4 days in ways that allowed them to strip out a lot of those inefficiencies.
Those hated meetings. They were some of the inefficiencies?
Yes, meetings were really the scapegoat here. For instance, the CEO told me how even in long meetings where there might be multiple presentations for a client, instead of sitting all the way through that marathon meeting, employees would come and go, come for the parts that were really essential for them to be there and for them to take part in, and then leave again instead of staying throughout the whole meeting.
Now, companies in the U.S. and Canada also recently concluded a similar 4-day week led by the U.K. study organizers. What did those other studies find?
They had very similar results. In fact, these organizers who are clearly advocating for a 4-day work week have been testing this concept around the world and have seen what's remarkable is how consistent the results are, no matter what work culture or what region of the world they are taking place in.
So what does this say about most of us in the 5-day-a-week world and how we're spending our time?
I would say it's a concept that still needs to be studied. We haven't seen this really on a broad basis being experimented with at much larger companies where obviously workflows are then much more complex. But I think it shows that there is something to the adage that if you have a 5-day work week, somehow your work will spread into those 5 days. Right now, many of us work 5 days and we build in a lot of the things we need to do to make the rest of our lives happen into that week.
And this really seems like a bit of a culture shock for both the employees and the companies to try to adjust to this.
Yes. Again, the CEO that I spoke to from the digital marketing agency, Trio Media, as you said, the hardest thing was simply remembering not to slip back into old work habits, old mindsets. It's very easy to keep having meetings, as we all know.
So as for the companies that had positive results from this study, did they indicate that they would do it again?
Yes, the majority said they want to continue it, continue to see how it works for a longer amount of time. And 18 of the 61 companies said they already plan to make it something permanent.
In the bigger picture, how could a 4-day work week benefit companies more or less in their day-to-day operations?
Well, the big challenge for a lot of companies that is not going to stop is simply labor and the competition for talent. A lot of companies want to promote employee well-being, but the business case for doing that is because that is a way to attract workers. So I think all of us can see how a 4-day work week could be a very attractive recruiting tool.
All right, that's Wall Street Journal Careers and Workplace Deputy Bureau Chief Vanessa Fermans. Vanessa, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
And that's your Money Briefing. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal.
The technology that affects us most every day is largely unseen. The Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing podcast brings it to light. Scoops from the WSJ newsroom.
Things that provoked outrage did really well on Facebook. This new
investigations that affect you.
Get immediately dropped into the fire hose of TikToks. And those can
plus exclusive interviews, new innovations, and personal tech tips. Find out what's really going on in tech with Tech News Briefing.